You are listening to episode 139 of the Walking Leader Podcast. This is the Walking Leader Podcast, episode number 139. I am your host, David Guerra, author of The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, I continue with part 10 of the Learning Those Soft Skills podcast series. In this episode, this is the 10th episode of a 12-part series on soft skills. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about the soft skill of time management. So, what is time management? Great question. And we ask, and kind of everybody has a different but similar answer. And what I found is that time management is defined as the ability to use one's time effectively and productively, especially at work. Now, here's where it all kind of differs, and I differ here. Now, don't for one second think that this applies only at work. No, it applies in your time away from work. It applies when you have so little time and so many things to do. Think of the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, a typical weekend, not a holiday weekend. That's an added stress all to itself, but a weekend, Saturday and Sunday. For most people, that is the weekend, their time off. Then add what needs to get done around the house, spending quality time with your spouse or a significant other. And topping all of that, I mean, at the very top of all of that is spending time with your children or child, if you have one or more. So it all pushes and pulls you, and worse still, it never ends. That's right, you're constantly being pushed and pulled. Throughout the week, you can only get away with so much because you only have maybe about 5 or 6 hours, and then you still got to do your thing. You still got to do your hustle. You still got to do your grinding. You still got to make your side hustle. You know, you got to do what you got to do. So all of that takes place during the week. So that's kind of, okay, I'll do it on the weekend. I'll do it on the weekend. You push it, and then all of a sudden you're at the weekend. Now everybody's pulling on you. It's not just at work. So why does this soft skill matter? Why does the soft skill of time management matter? Well, time management matters because if all you do is muddle through the day and take it as it comes, then what are you truly offering the organization? The people that follow you? What are you truly offering the people that trust you? Most of all, what are you truly offering the people that look up to you? See, those that can effectively manage time are those that are effectively managing their lives. And it's true. If you can manage your time, you can manage your life. Because life is time, time is life, and that's just the way it works. So things are getting done, and people are happy when you're managing your life, when you're managing your time. And now, while people are happy, so are you. Happiness is critical. It's critical when it comes to time management, because ultimately, that's what you want to do. You want to be in a place where things are getting done, and you're not overstressed. No. So you know you're doing time management wrong when you are not happy. You know you're doing time management wrong when you're feeling overworked, overwhelmed, and of course, as I just mentioned, overstressed. Now, on the flip side of that coin, you know you're doing time management right when you are happy, properly worked, meaning that there's a good balance there at work. You know, not overworked, not underworked, but you're just right on. You're always, something's always got to be done. And the stress you do have is good stress. And yes, folks, good stress does happen. There is such thing as good stress, but it's a balance. And we'll talk about work-life balance at a different time. So again, you're happy, you're properly worked, stress is at a good place because you're doing time management right. Thus, you become a better individual. And in the end, isn't that what we all want? Don't we all just want to be better individuals at the end? So let's dive in. And I've been visiting several websites, and one of the ones that I've used throughout the series so far is Top Resume. And TopResume.com, one of their website articles, the 6 soft skills employers are looking for in the workplace, mentions time management specifically. Quote, "Do you know how to look at everything that is on your workplace and prioritize your task? Time management is more than just working hard and not goofing off. It means making the most of each day and getting the most important things done first. If necessary, the ability to delegate assignments to others when needed is a part of it. It's not impressive to an employer that you work 10 hours each day if only you have 8 hours of work. Learning how to manage time to create maximum efficiency, is a money saver for the company and makes you a hero in their eyes. To provide examples of skills related to time management, highlight one or two examples in your resume of difficult and time-consuming tasks and how demonstrate how you found a way to get it done effectively, end quote. So again, this is going to be part of your resume. This is going to be part of that interview. The question is how do you manage time? How do you prioritize? Folks, I'm going to reach back in time a little bit, not too far back, because it's still very, very relevant. But I took the course. It was fantastic. If you get a chance, take the course. It's the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It was the week-long course. Take it. And in there, it talks about the 4 quadrants. What's urgent and important. What's urgent but not important. What's not urgent but important. And what is not urgent and what's not important. The 4 quadrants. I hope I said them all right. You can prioritize that way. It's real simple. You figure out what you have to do. You prioritize them in that order. Now, obviously, there's some things that are going to have to wait. We're here on this Memorial Day weekend. It's a 3-day weekend. And some people took a couple of extra days, so a 4 or 5-day weekend. And at the last minute of the last working day, something comes in and needs to get done. Well, obviously, it's, they took a chance sending it off at, 4:45. But it's also understood that it will get done when you return back to work. So again, you need to prioritize. Do you have to stay late, or can you just go home, enjoy your weekend, enjoy the holiday, enjoy the time off, and do your time management at home for the stuff at home that's important there? Then when you come back, you hit the ground running and you're at it again. It's a balance, and it's something you need to figure out and what works for you and where you work at. So how do you find these things? How do you find these examples, and how do you determine that these events in your life became examples? Well, you usually don't know it until it's all done, until it's been completed, until you have time to stop, look back, and it's like, wow, you know what? That's a great example. That's something that's resume-worthy examples right there. So something to think about. Now, the Corporate Finance Institute, CFI, or the CorporateFinanceInstitute.com, the Corporate Finance Institute website, offers a list of tips for effective time management. Real quick, they have like 7 of them, and it's really awesome. And number 1, set goals correctly. Again, use that SMART method, a SMART, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and timely. Use that method, set goals. Prioritize wisely. There it is, urgent and important. Again, they're using the 4 quadrants from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. What's urgent and important? What's important but not urgent? What's urgent and not important? What's not urgent and not important? And again, the urgent and important, do those right away. And the not urgent, not important, set these aside to do later. Kind of fillers, end of the day stuff. Stuff when you find yourself with a little downtime, but it's not enough time to start a new project, use that as a filler. Set a time limit to complete tasks. Definitely set a time, but set a reasonable time limit, folks. Don't say, it's 8:00. I'm going to come in and start at 8:01 and at 8:29, I'm done. No, that doesn't happen, because in between there, you're going to get up, get yourself a cup of coffee, check out the break room, see if anybody brought donuts. I'm not kidding, okay? That's life happens. And of course, then you start answering emails. So set yourself a reasonable time limit to complete the task. Take breaks between the tasks. I just talked about that. The coffee, the donuts, the break room, email, walk it around, short walk around the building, whatever you need to do. Number 5, organize yourself. You have to organize yourself, folks. Even if it's just getting a little container for your 3x5 cards. I just did that because I have 3x5 cards. I use them for my videos. I use them for the show notes here as I'm writing things down, and then I carry them with me as I go around. But I never had a little container to put them into. Now I have a container and I feel so much better, because now I know there's one spot where I can find my blanks, and at the very back is everything I've written. So that's where I kind of control everything. So again, organize yourself. It could be the simplest little thing, but do something to organize yourself. Remove non-essential tasks and activities. Folks, mowing the yard, well, that's not anything you can do 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. But come the weekend, maybe make it a family thing. Fire up the grill and everybody hits the yard. And then again, but it's a non-essential task. Remove those things now. There's only certain things you can only do on the weekend. There's only certain things you can do during the week. Then get them done. But remove and don't put any extraneous things. And especially stuff that you don't need to be doing that somebody else can do, or you're waiting on somebody else's answer. That's a non-essential task. Just leave it aside. Move that down to the not urgent, but important. Plan ahead. Oh my, plan ahead. Folks, if you're not, you have your weekly staff meetings and everybody talks about what they have scheduled for that week or for the next 2 weeks, whatever. And then do you have the same type of meeting at home? What do the kids need to do on the weekends? What do the kids need to do school? School's getting ready to end for most people. And what do they need to do? What are the priorities? Especially if you've got kids that are changing schools between this spring semester and the fall semester, and they're changing schools, physical addresses of schools. What do they need to do? What needs to get done over the summer? Things like that. And those things have to get done. Because in some cases, especially for kids that are going to college, they got to make sure you have your meningitis shot. Most colleges won't let them in without it. So think ahead, plan ahead, get together. So if you don't have weekly staff meetings, that's fine. If you don't have daily briefings, that's fine. But get together. Synchronize your calendars. Most of all, synchronize your calendar. That way, as you're off and running, you hit the ground, you're running, you're going, and you're making things happen. So long as you plan ahead, everybody prepares. If somebody has to go out of town, you know it ahead of time. If somebody's taking vacation, you know ahead of time. You're not surprised. So again, use those. And those are just some of the things I embellished on the list. I embellished on the list, but ensure that you're out there building something. And all links, folks, all the links are on the podcast show notes for episode 139 on davegarrett.com. And then you'll see podcast link on the front page, and then go to episode 139. And then all the notes will be on this, on the show notes. All the links will be there, everything I talk about here. So start taking a little time to look around. Look around you. Look all around you. 360 degrees, 24/7. Even while you're sleeping. What could be happening while you're sleeping? What could be going on? I know my son, he loves to play that Fortnite game. And he says, well, I need to stay up until 4 in the morning because there's an update and I want to make sure I get the update. So when I come back from school, I'm able to play it. And it's like, well, why do you need to stay up till 4 in the morning? Why can't you wake up at 4 in the morning and do it then? I didn't think about it that way. Managing your time. So that's what I'm talking about, folks. If there are things you can do, look at it differently. And of course, solicit someone's help. Ask for help. Ask somebody who you know is doing it right, or you kind of see that they got some of the things under control. Ask them how they're doing it. They're more than willing to share. Because again, leave nothing hidden when you look around. Look all around and start working on your time management skills and start becoming a better individual. Then, and here's where I was going with this, then start sharing the need for better time management with others, the people, especially those you lead, those you manage, because whether you like it or not, they will look up and emulate what you do. So if they see that you've got all your ducks in a row, everything's in order, you're organized, guess what? They're going to start figuring out, hey, how's he doing it? How's she doing it? How does she get up there? And what is she doing? What are the tricks and tips that she did? And ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. Ask. Get out there and ask people, how do you do it? Folks, time management, that's where it's at. It'll make you or break you, but it's really easy to make you. This is about the most easiest soft skill. Time management is about the easiest soft skill to make you, because you just got to stick to it. And that's really it. That's all there is to it. Everything else could be crumbling, but stick to time management. And guess what? Everything else will stop crumbling because you're focused. So you've been listening to episode 139, part 10 of learning those soft skills, time management. I do invite you to let me know what you think of this episode. Email me, dave@davegarrett.com. If you need more answers, you need more amplification, I have no problem sharing with you. Just reach out to me. Follow me on Twitter, @DaveGuerra, all one word, the @, and then Dave, DaveGuerra, all one word. I'm there. And again, also on Facebook, at facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. That's my page there. So follow me there. Let me know. Let me know if you have any questions, comments, concerns. I'm here. I want to help. That's why I'm doing this. That's why we're on episode 139, and that's why we're talking about soft skills, because soft skills are that important. So again, I thank you for listening to episode 139. We're talking about time management. And join me next week as I talk about, now here's a big one, here's another big one. This is a difficult one, but we're going to talk about it because it is a soft skill and it is important. Next week, we're going to talk about accepting feedback, soliciting and accepting feedback from others. Good or bad, it doesn't matter. No, not everybody is well versed on how to give feedback, but you need to be well-versed on accepting feedback. And we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about that next week. So until next time, again, I thank you for your time. I'm Dave Guerra. Have a good week. Keep listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot.